This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A team of researchers at the University of Texas at Arlington is creating a computer program to help them fight fake news. Professors Cheng Kai Lee and Mark Tremaine are on the team, being funded by UT Austin Grant. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First off, Professor Tremaine, how do you as researchers define fake news?
Certainly in the social media era in the last year or so, the term started off to describe things that people would post on Facebook or other social networks that looked like news stories, but then checked out to be either partly fictitious or entirely fictitious. So I think that's the current use of the term. And then, of course, the president decided to adopt the term to apply to traditional media.
Now, Professor Lee, this research your team is working on has an interesting twist. It's not the fake articles that grandma is sharing on Facebook. Your focus is on national security. I'm curious, how does fake news affect national security?
We have now learned from various authorities, including, I think, FBI, that Russia was behind the Twitter bots that spread fake news during the election last year. And those Twitter bots may have had an impact on the election results. That's very significant in terms of national security.
How can you tell fake news from the real stuff?
One thing is to see how that news is being spread. Where does that story track to when you start to trace its typically internet lineage? Can you trace it back to where it starts? And that might give you a clue as to whether it's real or not. Are the accounts that are spreading this on, say, Twitter, are those accounts automated accounts, what we call bots, or are those, you know, real accounts that an actual single person runs? And that can give you a clue as well.
It's not something that is easy to tell sometimes. There are situations when people just make outright false claims. But they are also very tricky and delicate claims. You can twist the numbers. You can, you know, try to mislead people.
A good conspiracy theory is one that has some facts woven into it, right? If you go to check out this conspiracy theory and you start checking some things and some of those things check out, it lends credibility to the whole thing. So some of the things that are being spread online are cleverly done so that pieces of them do check out. And it makes the whole thing seem like, well, this is believable if you can check certain things and certain things are actually true.
How will the algorithm that you're creating, the software that you're creating, how will it work?
There are a few things that we should look into. We need to know who posted fake news tweet originally and what has been on the path of this tweet, you know, who has spread the tweets and so on, and who are the followers, right? They all have a track record. We can sort of build profiles for all these different Twitter accounts that spread fake news. We can also look at the content. If someone just repeated a claim that has been checked by fact-checking organizations, professional fact-checkers, then we can say, oh, this has been checked. It's not really true.
To sum that up, you'd say every Twitter account, whether it's a human account or a fake account, has two characteristics. One is the content that it puts out, and the other is the connections, the people that are following that account or that account is following. And so we would have to set up a system that looks at the content, and if you know some accounts that we know are fake and we can look at that content, we can learn things from that content that help us detect future fake accounts. And then the same thing is true with the connections. If we know the kinds of connections that a fake account has, that can be used to help you detect a future fake account by the connections it has.
We can call the project success if we are able to tell you, given a Twitter account, whether that's an account backed by a computer program focused on spreading fake news or not.
Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.